Oh, that's right. It's time for Meet Me at the Diner. And let me tell you what, I got a treat for you for Valentine's. Take it away, guys.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love.
What do you think? Does that take you back, folks? I tell you what, that is pretty awesome. We have the Huguenots right here with us. Valentine's Day is coming up, and they're going to be doing a lot of singing for the 12th, for the 13th and the 14th. I tell you what, it's Barbershop Quartet at its best, and they're all the way from over there in McCormick, Savannah Lakes. How you doing today, Chuck?
I'm just fine, thank you.
I tell you what, this is pretty exciting to have you guys sitting here at the table with me today.
Well, it's great to be here, I'll tell you.
I tell you what, you know, I think it's really, really neat that y'all have kept this vehicle
for promotion
to be able to sing to people and everything. But, you know, we also have other people here. You want to introduce the rest of the group here, Chuck?
That's good. So on my left is Bob Osterman, our lead.
Yes. How you doing today, Bob?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Then who do we have?
Next to Bob is Roy Phelps.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
That's right, and you're new to the group, is that right?
I'm brand new to the group.
Brand new to the group. Okay, and then?
On his left is Dave Worsma.
Hi, I want to tell you it's an honor to be here. They don't usually let me talk.
They don't?
No.
He's a baritone.
Well, Dave, let's move that mic over there a little closer to you. And, you know, one of my first questions I want to ask you all is, how did Barbershop Quartet start? I mean, you know, we hear about them, not as much as you used to, but how did they start?
Well, they started spontaneously back in about 100 years ago.
Okay.
And the first organized barbershop quartets were organized by a man named O.C. Cash.
Is that the guy who said he always sells for cash?
No, that's not him. In Oklahoma. And it spread like wildfire. He started it in the 1930s, and it spread across the nation. I don't know if it was because of the Depression and people wanted a different kind of an outlet that was cheerful, but in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, it really spread. And now it has sort of leveled off, but it's a strong movement still, nationwide, and even Canada and Sweden are in on it. Yeah, Sweden for some reason.
Yeah.
I've never understood why Sweden.
Well,
but,
that's pretty neat.
There are thousands of quartets across the nation.
Right, and you actually, it's actually like a group organization. Is it an organization
That's
across
right.
the United States?
The original name of it was SPEBSQSA, which is the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. Well, they finally shortened it.
Okay.
Now it's the Harmony Society.
I think that was a good idea. Yeah, I think that was great. Bob, what else can you tell us about the barbershops? How long have you been involved in barbershop quartets?
Well, I haven't been involved in barbershop. I sang many years ago with an a cappella group back in my hometown of Rockford, Illinois. And while we did some barbershop singing, we were not part of the barbershop organization. So really the first barbershop quartet I've ever sung with at any length of time is the Huguenots. But I have singing experience in a cappella singing in other ways.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Now, I understand Roy doesn't get to talk too much because you're brand new. Is that correct, Roy?
Well, partly because I'm brand new, but after 26 years in the Marine Corps, under the advice of counsel and my wife, they've taken a dim view of me opening my mouth, so I don't do it too often.
Well, we're real glad you're saying a few words today on the show. It's kind of hard just to put facial expression on the radio. So how did you ended up just really brand new. How did you get recruited?
That's a wonderful question. I have no idea why they would pick an asthmatic base to do this. I think because they don't pay anything, and I work for nothing, so I was a likely candidate for it. Oh, the other thing is, as we mentioned, the new guy's job is really to show up and shut up. After
right.
after 26 years in the Marine Corps, I've got showing up and shutting up down to a science. So I was uniquely qualified for the spot.
Dave, did you have an input as to why he was chosen?
Yes, he was in our church choir, and he's the only bass that I could hear.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, now, Chuck, you're kind of the leader of the group, aren't you?
Part-time, yeah.
Part-time? And y'all practice, we were talking about this before we went on the air. You know, there's an article out in the news today that says that kids are always singing, and then as they grow up as adults, they may quit singing, and if you lose, you can actually lose the ability to sing if you don't practice, but you can get it back if you continue to practice. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's probably true. In my case, I started in grade school and went right on through with choruses and whatnot. I got involved in other music with instruments, played trumpet for a long time, was in many orchestras, but I continued to sing as well, primarily in church choirs. I did join the barbershop organization in the 70s, early 70s, and a particular group I got involved with was very dedicated to the society. In fact, they became the international champions in 1973.
So you compete for a championship? So
that's right, as a chorus.
Wow.
And how that works is the country and Europe and whatever, the country is broken up into about 16 districts. And all the districts get together and compete their choruses and select the winner there. And then those 16 winners go to the international site, and then the one is selected from that. So it was quite a quite an honor to have won the Chorus International in 73.
Wow.
I mean, to be part of it, too.
Sure, absolutely. That's terrific. Well, listen, you know, one of the things we're going to put out here, and then we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, is... Yes, you can actually hire the Huguenots, and we want to give out a telephone number, so if somebody wants to call and book you, I understand you still have some availability for this Valentine's Day. Also want to tell you that all the funds that they raise for this go to the McCormick Children's Home, which is a private nonprofit organization that provides emergency shelter for abused and neglected or abandoned children. So, Bob, do you have that telephone number?
I do. The number in Greenwood here is 602-9769, 602-9769.
Now, I'll bet to have four guys sing a Valentine's is probably really expensive. Is it really expensive?
Well, first of all, we have to reiterate, all the money goes to the children's home. We don't take a penny. We don't even take gas money for what we do.
Okay.
We suggest for a given stop, for one person, they get a nice rose bouquet, which is donated by either By Low or Food Lion. We sing two love songs. We give them a card from the sender, and we ask for a minimum donation of $50.
Wow.
And we go anywhere. I mean anywhere. In a little while, I'll tell you all the places we've been. We go anywhere.
Is this going to be like a Johnny Cash song? Well, I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. I think when we come back, maybe we'll get them to sing another song for us. So this is totally free here today. But I certainly hope you're going to write that number down, 602-9769. That's 864-602-9769. Wait till after we get off the air, but call them and book something special for your sweetie.
No, they can call now.
They can call now.
They can call now.
That number is active.
That's a cell phone of the executive director at the children's home.
Okay, we'll call them right now, 602-9769, and tell them you just heard them on WCRS. Hey, we'll be back after this word.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, we're back. I'm going to treat you. Take it away, guys.
When is sleepy time, down south?
Bravo. I tell you what, bravo. I tell you what, I could listen to you guys sing all day long, but, you know, we got to do a little talking, too. Now, the McCormick's Children's Home, private nonprofit organization, I think a lot of people don't know about that. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. It is a private nonprofit organization. It caters to the needs of children that are in bad situations, either abused, neglected, or abandoned children, all the way from infants, newborns, up till age 17.
Now, is this part of John Dillahow?
It is not. It happens to reside on the campus of John Dillahow, but it's in no way connected to the John Dillahow School. The children that stay there don't stay there very long, maximum of 90 days. And while they're there, they're provided housing, food, tutoring. They do a lot of activities, going to movies, going to shows, going to theater, things of that nature. So it's kind of a temporary placement until they can find a permanent foster home for the children. It's not very large. They house 12 children at a time. Kids can't stay there more than 90 days, but it's a wonderful, wonderful facility for kids that are in a bad way.
Wow. And so where does the funding come from for them?
Us.
Us, okay.
No, from the, you're mean, gonna... they get some government grants. They're not on the government dole all the time, but they do write grants for certain things. And then a lot of the people that work there are volunteers in some ways, like the tutors and the people that take care of the kids and, you know, play with the kids and so on. And then we raise money for them. Other people raise money for them. A lot of Savannah Lakes is very supportive. Savannah Lakes Village is very supportive of the children's home.
And I understand the churches, too, are very supportive.
And the churches are very supportive of the children's home. So they're not flush by any means. Last year, for example, they needed a new refrigerator right about around Valentine's Day. So that's where our money went last year, was a new refrigerator. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's great that y'all are able to take the time to do that and be part of that. I know that it would probably be very tough for them to survive if they didn't have y'all's support.
And a lot of other volunteers. I mean, we don't do this alone. There's a lot of
sure.
volunteers. In fact, every year they have a volunteer luncheon to give back thanks to the volunteers who work at the home and tutor at the home and folks like us who help support them financially.
Wow. That is terrific. So if you are thinking of how can I really blow her away on Valentine's Day or the day before, this would be an awesome idea. Just pick up the phone and call them over there at the children's home, 864-602-9769. Make a plan. They'll come in. They look very spiffy. I know on the radio you can't see it, but they're wearing their red vests and they've got sparkly bow ties on and the white shirts. I mean, you guys really look awesome. I tried to come along and, you know, dress a little sparkly today too so I could be part of this, but it's pretty awesome that y'all donate your time and donate the time to give back to the community, and I know they really, really, really appreciate it. I think it's also amazing, though, too, is how much a group can do, whether it's churches, individual volunteers, y'all's group, can do to support a cause and keep it afloat. You know, I think that's pretty amazing, Bob.
I'd like to add one more thing. You said you could blow her away, but gals, you can blow him away also. We sing to guys also.
You do.
Now, the guys get chocolate roses. They don't get the real roses. The ladies get the real rose bouquets. The guys get chocolate roses, and we've sung to a lot of guys.
Have you?
So, yeah. So you girls out there, you ladies out there, if you want to really make some marks with your loved one, call that number, 602-9769. We do sing to guys.
You do sing to guys. Well, I think that is so cool. Now, how long ago did this group start? Chuck, how long ago did y'all start?
We got together in 2001, about the fall of 2001. I had came to the village that year and had joined the local church choir, Lutheran church choir. And our founder, Mr. Schmoyer, was a bass in that choir.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he'd been looking for a tenor. and I just happened along. So we finally got together sometime in the fall and put together and sung for his wife as our first astral presentation.
Right.
And just to see what would happen. And if she gave us a thumbs down, we probably wouldn't have been together. But she said we had a little promise, so we continued to work at it. But yeah,
so did you have four guys when you first started?
Oh, yes, we had four.
Yeah.
You have to have four.
Okay, you have to have four. Okay, yes. I wasn't sure whether you just had the two.
No, no.
Okay. And how much money have you raised over this 14 years that you've been doing this? How much money have you raised for the children's home?
Well, as of our last count last year, we were up a little over $20,000.
Wow, that is tremendous. Bravo, bravo. Now, we have a couple of minutes before we got to hear the news. Can you come up with something to sing to take us into the news? What do you think, as I'm kind of filling here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to hear something now, and then we'll go right into the news.
Oh, goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love, my honey. I'm gonna go away and leave you. Never see you any.
Never gonna see you any.
I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat, never to return again.
Return again.
So goodbye.
Farewell.
So long forever.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, Maconia.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, Maconia.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, Maconia.
We all fall for some girl who dresses neat. Some girl who's got big feet. We meet her on the street, then we'll join the army of Mary Boobs to the altar.
Just like leading lamb to slaughter.
When it's over, oh boy, we got it good. Best for days we then recall. We then recall. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, merchant, chief. We all are bound for
matrimony.
Goodbye, Maconia Island baby. Farewell, my own true love,
my honey.
I'm gonna go away and leave you. Never see you any.
Never gonna see you any.
I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat, never to return again.
Return again.
So goodbye.
Farewell.
So long forever.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, Maconia.
Boom, boom.
Goodbye, Maconia.
Meow.
Goodbye, Maconia Island.
Bye, Maconia Island.
Bravo. That was absolutely fabulous, guys. I tell you what, you got to pick up that phone and give them a call. I got to ask you something. Do you do it for groups, too? I mean, do you have
yes? Absolutely. Many parties, churches, yes. We do a lot of group events.
A lot of group events. So if you want to hire them for a group, not only for Valentine's then, for other times of the year?
Absolutely.
Okay, pick up that phone and give them a call. 602-9769. That's 602-9769. You can call them right now. You don't have to wait. Pick up that phone. I sound like I'm on a telethon, but hey, I'm doing my job here today. Hey, let's hear the news, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm sitting with the Huguenots. That's right. They're a singing barbershop quartet. They do an excellent job. We were just talking about how they actually introduce themselves when they go to see somebody. And gosh darn, it looks like they have been about everywhere. But we were talking, it's almost like a singing telegram, isn't it, Chuck, when you first go into whoever you're serenading?
Yes, it is. I usually enter first and present the flower and card, And they're always surprised about what's coming, but then if they've been around long enough, they know what we are. So, yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's got to be kind of daunting to see four guys in red vests and bow ties coming at you saying, here, we've got a Valentine here for you. And then, of course, you tell them who it's from, right?
Yes, we do that in the introduction to the Valentine.
There's, have you ever had anybody say, it's a secret and we can't tell you who it's from? Just out of curiosity,
no,
Bob?
But we have sung to some single girls who we assume had multiple boyfriends, and they were kind of wondering which one it was actually from. So we do insert the name right at the very beginning. We insert the name so that they know who said it.
Right. Because you might say, oh, thank you for that. Oh, it wasn't you.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
That's wild. Now, Bob, you actually have put together a list of all the different types of places you all have sung at. First off, what's the most unusual place?
Well, the last one, as I said in there, we sang in a woman's bedroom. The lady was actually in bed. Her husband had ordered the singing Valentine for her. And on the day that we were there to sing and the time we were there to sing, she was not feeling well. And he wanted to go ahead with it. So we marched right into her bedroom and sang to her in bed. Now, some other strange places, just a couple years ago, there's a pool, kind of like a therapy swimming pool across from Self Hospital. And some person was there doing therapy in the pool, and so we just marched into the pool and sang right next to poolside before.
I bet you kind of take people aback when you come in your red vest and your sparkly bow tie and everything here. People have to wonder, what the heck's going on here today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last year we sang at an animal shelter, and the dogs didn't much care for us, so they were barking. They were harmonizing with us all during the song.
But everything from beauty shops to doctor's office, service clubs, nursing homes, government. You mean you even go in government offices?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're brave. But banks and church rectories and staff meetings and hospitals, women's clubs, used car lots. Okay, even used car lots, huh?
That's right. Donna McCormick, a place called Smith's Used Car Lots, we sang there for his wife.
Well,
wow. We even went to one place that we showed up at a dentist office.
Uh-huh.
And we went inside and we asked for the lady who was supposed to receive the Valentine. And the receptionist said, well, this is her day off. what are we supposed to do? So we went out and said, "What are we?" We called the guy up and said, "We couldn't get him on the phone." So finally, the receptionist came back out to see us in the parking lot, and she says, "She's got her on the phone here, but you guys want to sing to her over the phone?" So that's what we did.
So have a mission, do accomplish, right?
Right.
There you go. All right. Well, anyways, they will go anywhere. Now, you've been over to Lawrence. You've been to Ware Shoals. You'll go anywhere in this area.
Abbeville, McCormick, Greenwood, yeah, anywhere in this area.
Okay, but you can't go into Augusta or Greenville or Columbia because there's other barbershop groups doing this, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you've got the market. So does that mean you've got the market cornered in this area?
Well, we hope so. We hope we get some calls. We'll do more.
Well, I know we're getting some calls because Regis came and got the telephone number. If you'd like to call and have these four terrific guys come out and serenade your Valentine, 864-602-9769. That's 602-9769. They go anywhere, any place, a woman's bedroom. They even were in a woman's bedroom. Now, that's commitment, guys. So I think we ought to maybe hear another song since we have this opportunity. We're going to let them sing another song for us. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and I certainly hope you're going to pick up the phone because this goes to help the McCormick Children's Home, which is a private nonprofit organization. Minimum charge, $50. Is that awesome or is that awesome? They get the rose, they get the Valentine card, and they get serenaded. I tell you what, want to blow her out of the water, want to blow her or him away, you got to hear this. Take it away, guys.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and who I wanted you forevermore.
Now, baby, I'm that one that gets around. Swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart.
I said, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou.
That by
we never part. So oh, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart. Goodbye, heart.
I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. Thought about that moonlit night. Arms around you, good and tight. That's all I need to see for me to stay.
Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye,
I said, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou.
We never part.
We never part.
So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Goodbye, heart. Hello, Mary Lou. I'm in love with you, yes. Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Goodbye, heart.
Wow, that's so awesome. I tell you what, can you imagine how your Valentine would feel if they got specially serenaded this way? They'd be saying, what the heck have you done here? Particularly if it's at work. But what a great thing. And you know, one of the great things is it's really a Valentine to a special person. But you know what? Everybody else gets to enjoy it too. And that's what I think is so awesome. So why don't you call them? It's not too late. 864-602-9769. They are out there for you. They want to make a very special Valentine presentation for you. And it all goes to benefit the McCormick Children's Home. And of course, you know, that's a private, you may not have, but I hope you know as of today, it's a private nonprofit organization that provides emergency shelter for abused, neglected, or abandoned children. I think it's awesome that they've taken this on as their charity, their project to work on. And of course, so many other people do too. But this is their time to shine. So pick up that phone, 602-9769. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and I may get them to sing one more song. So don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right, guys. I tell you what, I'm hearing lots of great stories over here from Chuck and Bob and Roy and Dave, and they love what they do, you can tell. And it takes a lot of work, though, doesn't it? Do you have to get together and practice? I mean, does this come naturally?
No. No, we get together pretty much every week and rehearse.
Yeah.
And work on new songs and try to polish up the old songs and so on. So it takes a time commitment.
It does. And what were you telling me? It was musical athletics. What were you calling this?
vocal athleticism.
Vocal yeah. athleticism.
You got to learn how to breathe properly and control your diaphragm properly and so on.
Sure. And, you know, they go all the way. They've been to Calhoun Falls. They've been to Ware Shoals, Lawrence. They go all around this area. So, you know, and you get a lot of support. You were telling me, Dave, about Food Lion gives you flowers and Bilo gives you flowers. Yeah?
Yeah. And local churches put us in their bulletins
mm-hmm.
and on their bulletin boards. And Bilo and Food Lion. McCormick Children's Home has volunteers that arrange the flowers.
Wow.
They do all that. And then we get a lot of media support from the Index Journal,
mm-hmm.
The Savannah Lake Shorelines, and also the McCormick Messenger.
And now WCRS.
And now WCRS. That's right. Thank you very much for putting my name on the list. You know, we enjoy getting this type of thing out there for people to be able to enjoy, but it has such a good purpose. And one of the things that we wanted to mention, even though it's called McCormick Children's Home, children come from all over. It's not just McCormick. And wherever, if they have a bed and there's a child that needs one, I'm sure they bring them right over there. Is that right? Yeah, that's right.
That's correct.
That's right, Bob. Okay, so think about it as a safe haven. And the other thing you need to know, it really, even though it's on the property of John Dillahow, it's not part of John Dillahow. Is that correct or not?
That is correct. They just happen to be on that campus.
Okay, so that's just another thing to consider. You know, it really is a shame that we need these services for children, but it sure is a good thing that we have people that volunteer and help make this happen. Here in Greenwood, I'm always saying, all the good things we have, from our soup kitchen to all the services. We even have homeless services over here. And it's all basically done through private donations. That says a lot about our communities and about the people. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, I don't think any of you are from South Carolina, are you? No?
No, we're not. No,
we're not.
I'm from Illinois. Chuck's from Cincinnati. Dave's from Colorado, and where are you from,
Roy?
Yeah, I grew up in a small mining town just south of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Marianna, Pennsylvania.
Marianna, Pennsylvania. And I guess Savannah Lakes was kind of a draw because of all the great golf and the great area down there.
Fantastic fishing, the lake.
The lake, yeah. It's got everything, doesn't it?
Well, I'm the exception.
What's
I don't live in Savannah Lakes.
Where do you live?
They hate to admit it.
But they still let you sing along?
Rural McCormick.
Rural McCormick.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but still, it's nice that all the group has come. Now, you're not from, though. You're not from South Carolina, are you?
No, I moved here from Augusta.
Oh, you moved across the state line there?
Right, right. I lived there for 35 years.
35 years, yeah. Yes. And what drew you to the McCormick area?
Tell you the truth, we had a cabin up here.
Okay.
In the woods.
Okay.
That's what drew us back.
Okay. Did you add on to that cabin, or is it still a cabin?
It's still a cabin.
Yeah.
And we built a house.
Oh, okay.
In the McCormick area.
The McCormick area. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it has been a pretty awesome experience for me to be able to have y'all singing here to me. I'm saying that you're singing to me because, you know, I'm the only female sitting here, so it must be me. But if you would like to have them come and do a presentation with Valentine's Day just around the corner, but not only do you do Valentine's, in fact, you'll be doing Valentine's Friday and Saturday. And I guess, I mean, you can be being scheduled all over the place. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, and there's no charge for the gas. I mean, you guys take care of that, too?
Yeah, right. We do.
Absolutely. You do. Wow. Well, that's a commitment on your part, plus the great barbershop quartet voices. You know, one of the things that I think that we don't spend enough time in that personal, where somebody gets a personal singing to and this type of thing. I think we've got so much social media, and we've got so used to just dashing off a note or something. I think it's nice to take the time and reflect on the fact that somebody took the time to get four great guys in one place singing to you. I think that's pretty awesome. So if you'd like to be one of those awesome guys or gals doing something that'll truly just astound your Valentine, you got to give them a call, 864-602-9769. That's 602-9769. We will be posting a video so you can see these dapper guys all dressed up here, and you've got to do it. But do you all have another song you could sing for us? Yeah, you got another song? Okay, they're going to sing for us another time here, everybody.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you. I can forget
boy, your voice just really stands out there. I tell you what, you got all this, you got the difficult part.
Yeah, that's a very unfortunate thing for the quartet. We're working on that.
Oh, it's great. And I certainly hope that you will consider, if you haven't already made a Valentine's thing, maybe you ought to think about this one as a way to go. You know, hey, and I guess if somebody had a special Valentine present that they wanted you to present, you could do that too, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you want to come buy a piece of jewelry here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and then you can get it presented by the Huguenots, and they'll have a good time doing that for you.
Or if you want to buy a new Corvette for your wife, we'll drive it over for you.
Okay. All right. They are flexible. This is what they're trying to tell you. They are flexible. Sounds like you guys really enjoy what you do. Yeah. You do?
We certainly do. Yep, we do.
Yeah. Chuck, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, right?
Yes,
14 years?
This quartet is 14 years.
Yeah. Yes. And has it grown? I would presume it has grown every year.
Well, our repertoire has grown. I said we're up over 50 songs now that
wow.
At least three of us know.
Right.
Dave's trying
okay.
to catch up.
Roy's trying to catch up. You're doing a good job, Roy. I don't care how much abuse you have to take for this. You're doing a good job. And he's going to stay silent on this. He's not even going to have a good comeback for us.
No.
No, he's not going to say a word. Okay. Well, it is radio. If you're going to be heard, you got to say something. So, anyways, give them a call. Make sure you do that, 864-602-9769. You get two songs plus the rose. And if it's for a guy, you get a chocolate rose. Is that right?
That's
okay.
Correct.
Plus a Valentine's Day card. So, and I guess if you want to slip something extra in there. And if you have been impressed with what they've done here today, I certainly hope you will do it for Valentine's Day. If you don't do it for Valentine's Day, if you've got some special anniversary or you've got a group where you're looking for some entertainment, a church group or a motivational group for work or something like that, I tell you what, they would love to come out and just give you a special barbershop quartet concert. I mean, that's what it's all about. And it's remembering the days of old and thinking about all the things that we used to do that we don't do anymore. And I certainly hope you're going to help them make sure that the McCormick Children's Home, along with a lot of other people that keep that McCormick Children's Home in good shape over there. So this has been a fantastic experience. Do you have one more song in you? Sure, one more song. This is going to do it. We're going to take it up to the top of the hour here. So, all right. They're going to sing for us.
I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrows, life with its tears, fades into dreams when I feel you are near. For I love you truly, truly, dear.
Wow. Again, give them a call, 864-602-9769. If you would like to maybe just turn back the clock for 5 minutes or 10 minutes here and really give your sweetie something unique and different, this is what you need to do. Call the children's home over there, 864-602-9769. Believe it or not, they still have some availability. Now, I'm sure after the show, maybe not that much, but give them a call, 864-602-9769. Guys, I really appreciate y'all coming out today and taking some time and sharing some music, and we're going to have you back again.
Thank you so much for having us. We really enjoyed it, Ann.
It's been great. So you are listening to, I hope, your favorite radio station, the one that brings you all the different stuff. Yes, you'll be able to see a video of this right there on WCRS 1450 AM. And yes, I am Ann Eller, and yes, I've been with the Huguenots right here today. Chuck, Bob, Roy, and Dave, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Hey, don't forget, there's a basketball game tonight. Starts at 6:30. Bye-bye.